Okay, so basically, Rava said, it was Machlekes Abaye and Rava, if you make a kedushin that can't be consummated, for instance, you mekadesh two sisters together, I'm sorry, you mekadesh one of two sisters, and you didn't say which one, so Rava says it's not a kedushin because you can't consummate it, you don't know who you're married to, and Abaye said you need a get for both, because one of them is mekadeshes, you just don't know which one. That was the Machlekes. So the Gemara asked Abaye from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if you mekadesh a mother and a daughter or two sisters together, it doesn't work. Because you did it together. What if you would say one of the two? Seems that it would work. Because the Mishnah stresses the fact that you're trying to do both, that's why it didn't work. But if you would say one of the two sisters, it would work. Even though you could never consummate that marriage because you don't know which one of the sisters. According to Rava, shouldn't be when you try to do both sisters, even if you try to do one sister, it also shouldn't work. That was the Gemara's question on Rava. To the Gemara, Rava responded by asking a question on Abaye. Because at the end of the Mishnah, there's a story of five women, including them were two sisters, who made a shliach to accept their kedushin. And the guy says, I want to marry all of them. And the halacha is that the sisters don't need a get. Now, according to Abaye, why shouldn't the sisters need a get? Right? According to Abaye, I'm sorry, take it back. According to Abaye, why should anybody need a get? It's called atra chamor. When you're trying to do a kedushin, this has nothing to do with Abaye. This is Stam Shur in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you mekadesh five ladies, two of them are sisters. The Mishnah says, three of them are married, two of them are not married. She can't marry two sisters simultaneously. But the problem is, nobody should be married. Because the rule is when you try to do something and it can't get done completely, nothing works when you try to do it with one action. It's called atra chamor. That when you try to make a kinyan and give a guy half and give the other half to a donkey, it doesn't work even for the guy. And the same thing is true, Rashi says, compares it to a case when you try to give something to a child that's around to add a fetus, nothing works. So the Mishnah should have, this is not a kasha Abaye, but it's saying to Abaye, how are you going to learn that pshat in the Mishnah? Forget me. You have a Mishnah that says halacha that doesn't make any sense. Your Mishnah that you read says the mekadesh five ladies, two of them are sisters, the three of them are married, and two of the sisters are not. Why aren't the two sisters married? Because you can't marry two sisters simultaneously. Got it. So why are the other three married? You did it with one action. Why isn't this atma kamar? This is a question on the Mishnah, regardless of Abaye. Whatever way you learn the Mishnah, you're going to run into this problem.
It is a problem too, Rabbi.
Exactly. So Rabbi is proving that you have to say a different shot in the Mishnah. And once you say the different shot in the Mishnah, it will resolve his problem as well. That's what Rabbi is proving, as we will see as he goes along. But let's read that. I'm going to read the Gemara again. Amalach Rava, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines to the bottom. Utameh. The way you learn that you can marry one of two sisters. Hey, Masefa. Ba'itse b'cham b'shnoshim, it was a story with five ladies. B'nohem shnei achis, and there were two sisters. V'likat echad kakola shatenim. He picked a basket of figs, and shalahem ma'itse was theirs, and shalshri and sarsam. And why we need that, the Gemara is going to explain that later. I'm marrying all five of you because the three strangers, so to speak, are married, and the two sisters are not. How are you going to learn the case? Did he say, I want to marry all five of you? That's like giving something to a woman and a donkey. To a person and a donkey. And it doesn't work. So why are the three Mekudeshes? Elos of Trava. The case in the Mishnah must be, Lav to Amr Lu Agas Mikem. That he didn't say, I want to marry two sisters. He didn't say he wants to marry two sisters. But the Duresh is talking about a case where he said he wants to marry one of the two sisters. So let's relearn the Mishnah according to Rava. Hamakadesh isho bito or isha v'achos to ka'achas. Rava learns ka'achas means one of two, not together, not like we learned till now that he wanted to do both together, but he wanted to do one of the two. Even though it said, I don't know what he does with the word ka'achas, but he only wanted to marry one of them. Now we move to the Sefer. He said, "Ma'isa be'isha b'chamish nashim, u'behem shtei achis, Belikat other mechak akolus shetainim b'shalem b'aisim shushvi yisayisit, right? And right, and the Gemara is going to explain what the word kachas is. So what happened is he amar hari kuchem b'kadeshusli. The way Rava learns means he said three of you plus one of the sisters. He said three of you plus one of the sisters. Now that's not atra kamar, because each sister is capable of receiving kedushin by herself. The reason it doesn't work is because he can't consummate it, not because they're incapable of making a kinyan. Two sisters together are incapable because they can't work, because it's Eidah B'Zachazet. But one sister of two, it might not work because of a technicality, because you can't consummate it, but not because they're not capable of receiving kedushin. They are capable of receiving kedushin. And therefore, the three are Mukadeshes, and the two aren't Mukadeshes, because since it's Kedushin, Shem, Mesurim, Labiyah, they're not Mukadeshes. Let me explain it again. This is what Rava's answering. Rava's saying, since you have a problem in the end of the Mishnah anyway, just right, so the Mishnah can't be talking about he's trying to do two sisters together. Because if he's trying to do both sisters together plus the three, no one should be Mukadeshes. Because two sisters can't become Mukadeshes, doesn't work. Therefore, it's like they're like donkeys. It's like Atra Chamor, and it's not Kaina. Therefore, we have to relearn the Mishnah. That the Mishnah never meant he wanted to do both of them. The Mishnah, from the beginning to the end, is talking about he wants to do one of the two. And the Mishnah is saying, my halacha, if you mekadesh either the mother or the daughter, or one of the two sisters without designating which one, it doesn't work. That's what the Mishnah is saying. We'll get to the word ka'achas in a second. Right? And then the story is, he said, I want all of you and one of the two sisters to be mukadeshes to me. Now, though that one of the two sisters is capable of receiving kedushin, it's not like it can't work because it's Eidah B'Zachazet. It's just we don't know which one. There's a technicality that it doesn't work because it's Eidah Mesurim Labiyah. Zok the Mishnah, Einak is Mekudeshes, because that's not Mesurim Labiyah. Zok Rava, the Mishnah says my halacha. Now, that's Shvera me. The Mishnah says my halacha. Now, what right do I have to do this? What gave Rava the right to come along and say that the Mishnah didn't mean together, it meant one of the two? Because Rava says the story can't make sense with both of them. Because with both of them, it would be Atma Kamar. It can't work. So you have to rewrite the story in a way that it works. Now once you're rewriting the story, you're rewriting the halacha that the story is supposed to prove. And that is that it doesn't mean you wanted to do both of them in one shot. You wanted to do one of the two. Let's read it inside. Elulav d'amelu achas mikem. Uktani ein achias mukadoshes. So it must be that he said one of the two. That's what he said. Zok Rashi. Elulav achas mikem. The lav atvachamaru. That's not atvachamar. The imkirizu like kirizu. Because it could work to one of the two. It's not like they're incapable. See, this is Rashi's trying to explain that this is what the Gemara is saying. When you try to do two sisters, they're incapable of receiving kedushin. When you try to do one of two sisters, they're capable, but you have a technicality called a mesurim labiyah, which avoids the kedushin, but not because they're not capable of accepting kedushin. This would be a great kedushin. Your problem is that you've run into a technicality called mesurim labiyah. Therefore, the Mishnah is saying that doesn't work. Now, how does that fit in the word ka'achas? We will see in a moment. But that's what Rava learns pshat in the Mishnah is. So again, so I just want to reiterate what I'm saying. What Rava did to Abaye is, Abaye asked him a question from the Reisha. It was a solid question. The Mishnah said you try to marry two sisters together, you're not Mukadeshes. The inference is clear that one of two would work. So Rava's response to Abaye is, this Mishnah is a problematic Mishnah. The way you're reading the Mishnah, that it means trying to marry two sisters together, the Mishnah is problematic because they can't work because it's Atra Chamor. So you have to say a different pshat in the Mishnah. And once you have to say a different pshat in the Mishnah, my pshat reads beautiful. That you never meant to marry two. You meant to marry one. And therefore, the story reads very well. And the Mishnah never meant together. The Mishnah meant one of the two. Now, there's one word that Rav hasn't dealt with yet, and that's the word ka'achas, which the Mishnah said, which is like a deal breaker. But we're going to get to that in a moment.
Yeah, but also there's a problem because In the Sefer, it says Kulchem. When I went to the Mishnah, actually, with my triach myself to go back to the Mishnah, it says the word Kulchem, but didn't say Kulchem. What do you say in that case? He said Kulchem.
So Rav is translating that to mean Kulchem, the three of you, and one of the two sisters.
That's even worse than...
No, that's not worse than Kachas. Because the Kulchem makes sense. It's just Kulchem is going on three. Kachas is a much more difficult word to deal with. Rav is dealing with Kulchem. He says Kulchem means the three.
Five girls there, and I said Kulchem.
And Rabbi says he said Kulchem v'achas mishtayakas. Again, it doesn't take away the word Kulchem. He's not changing, he's not rewriting a word. He's explaining a word.
Why can v'achas mean the three in one at one time?
It doesn't work. It's both.
Three in one.
It's not going in the case of three. The v'achas is going on two sisters.
The three of them.
That's right. You're going on the story. I'm going on the halakha before the story. Mm. Yes, doctor.
I mean, it would seem to be very simple. Kulchem refers to objects which are eligible for marriage.
Right.
If you had the five girls sitting on chairs, you wouldn't be marrying the chairs also, even though you said Kulchem. Whereas Akkas is referential to time, and time is, at least if you believe Newton, time is the same for all of them.
So I'm thinking about it right. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just said it in a less philosophical way.
According to Bayer, should have said that those two sisters need a get. That's what it should have said.
Yeah. Well, according to Bayer, no, nobody should need a get. None of the five. If he did it together, none of the five should need a get. Rava never learned. Abai never learned the Mishnah like Rava. Rava said pshat in the Mishnah. Abai has no pshat in the Mishnah yet.
According to you, it should have said
need to get. According to everybody. No, the sister shouldn't be Mekudeshes if he did it in one shot.
Either because...
Because Atva Kamar. That's Kamar. It.
If he told only one of the two sisters, it's not Kamar.
But that's not what the Mishnah said. That's Rava's shot in the Mishnah. You can't ask an Abaye from Rava's shot in the Mishnah. You can ask a Abaye from the Mishnah itself.
So he didn't really answer him.
He's not answering Abaye. He's answering himself. Well, he did. He left Abaye Shver with the Mishnah.
He asked a question from the Mishnah.
Zog to Gemara. Rava Kasha Resha, Labaye Kasha Seifa. Rava has a problem with the beginning of the Mishnah, which he has to retranslate as we just did. And Abaye has a problem with the end of the Mishnah, because he hasn't explained it yet.
Well, I mean, to be honest, Rava is truthful. Rava has the problem with the Sefer also.
Not where he learned.
No.
The words in the race is the problem. The Sefer he reads according to the way he learned. And for the Gemara, Rava l'mitaris l'tamei, Abaye l'mitaris l'tamei. Each one will answer it and make sense of himself. Now, what I'm going to ask is that I be able to read Rava and Abaye without being interrupted. Because that way I'll get it done. If not, we're going to get stuck again in the middle. Rava Matayat Sutameh, Rava says as follows. I'm sorry. Rava Matayat Sutameh, Abaye Matayat Sutameh. Where is it? Abaye Matayat Sutameh, Rava Matayat Sutameh. Abaye Matayat Sutameh. This is the way Abaye is going to learn the Mishnah. Hamekadesh Isha Ubita Isha Vachayasa Kachas. Abaye says the Mishnah is talking about you try to do it together. Because if you try to do one of the two, it would work. This is Abaye Shita. Eina Mekudeshes, because you try to do both simultaneous. The diak is, Ha'achas Me'isha Vita, Ha'achas Me'isha V'achas Mekudeshes. Abaye says, if you try to do one of the two, they would both need a get. Because Abaye's opinion is that you can do one of the two. He doesn't hold Kedushin Shem Mesurim Levi is not a Kedushin. Vim Omar, Abaye adds the following words into the Mishnah. What if he said, I only want to marry one who I can consummate it with? What if he spoke that out? I don't want to marry anybody that I won't be able to consummate the marriage with. If he wouldn't speak that out, the Kedushin would be a good Kedushin. But he made a condition in the Kedushin. He said, I'm only marrying a woman that I can consummate the marriage with. So then the halacha is, Einam Kedushas. Neither of the two of them Kedushas. Because that he spoke out. I want to be able to finish it. Abai doesn't hold you have to finish it. But Abai says, if the guy said, I'm only marrying her if I finish it, then he has to be able to finish it. He spoke out, the one I can consummate. Rashi, Rabbi is learning, the second case is not the first case of the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah is we tried to do both together. Had you done one of the two, it would work. But if you say, I want to be able to consummate this marriage, then it doesn't work in one of the two, because you can't consummate the marriage. And the story is in a case when he said, all of you that I can consummate the marriage with should work. So he made that a condition in his Kedushin. So then the halacha is, the sisters are not Mekudeshes, because then Abaye agrees, you need Mesurim Lamia. Not because Kedushin has to be Mesurim Lamia, but because he spoke it out. He said, I want to be able to consummate this marriage. He spoke it out. Therefore, Abaye has shot in the Mishnah. That means Abaye added an extra case in the Mishnah. Case one in the Mishnah is, you try to do two together, it doesn't work, because you can't do it simultaneously. If you tried one of the two, it would work. Because Abaye holds, Kedushin do not have to be consummated, and both would need a get. But what if you said, I only want to marry one of the sisters if I can consummate it? What if you said that? So then it's a condition in your Kedushin that you can't fulfill. So it's not Mekudeshes. And the story is going on that. There were five women, and he didn't say, I want to marry all five. He said, I want to marry all the ones that I can consummate the marriage with. He can't consummate with either of the two sisters, so they're not married. But that's because he added those words. He added a condition that it has to be consummatable.
He did that because of the
problem. Because he wanted to do it, that's why. No. Because his psychiatrist told him to do it that way.
I think the reason he did it also is because to get out of the problem of chamor business.
Yeah, it takes him out of the problem of chamor business. I don't know why he did it. I'm not in his head. Deals not why he did it, but what he did.
No, again, if not, that wouldn't be the reason.
Why does a guy want to marry five wives?
No, not.
Why? So you want to get into his head? Go into his head. You know what I mean?
I'm not going there at all.
I know what you're going at.
Meaning, why did he have to
Yeah, Rabbi doesn't learn this way. We'll see in a minute.
Why did Abai have to add this case, Haroi Labia?
Because if not, the mission doesn't make sense.
Well, which part of it? The staple part.
Right. Exactly. It doesn't tell you why he did it. It tells you why Abai changed the Mishnah.
It's not automatic.
Not automatic that you need Kedushin Mesurim Labia. But he spoke it out.
But if he wouldn't have spoken it out,
then it would be Atma Kamar.
No, but the ratio would have been fine still, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
And Abaye learns the ratio is talking about. He wanted to marry both, but if he wanted to marry one, it would be good. Abaye learns that there's an extra.
But he's only using that extra case in order to bring us into the Seifa.
Exactly. Exactly.
You'd say Kedushin Mesurim Labia, that means automatically, according to Rav.
Rav, it's automatic. Abaye, he spoke it out.
I mean, this is the situation.
Rav, Matayat Latameh. Hamakadosh Achas Meishu Bitoy Achas Meishu Bachay. This is Rav's answer that he said before. The Mishnah never meant he tried to do both together. It meant he wanted to do one of the two. This is how Rava learns Ka'achas. We treat one of the two as if he tried to do both of them. Meaning, just like by both of them, it doesn't work. Zok Rava, if you try one of the two, it counts like you tried to do both of them, and they're not Mekudeshes. Rava is learning the word Ka'achas. Doesn't mean he tried to do it together. But he tried to do one of the two. It's like he tried to do it together.
Because he doesn't know. Now the situation is that he doesn't know.
Halacha, it's not him. Halacha says when you try to do one of the two, it's like trying to do both together. Because Kedusha Shem Mesurim Leviyah doesn't work. One picked a basket of figs. This is Rava's answer that he said before. But before he never translated the word ka'achas. So we're saying what Rava is saying is, trying one of the two is like trying both together. That's what the Mishnah is saying. And the kaddish ish will be to one of the two. A ish of al-chayis of one of the two is like ka'achas. That's how Rava answers the question of the word ka'achas. So basically, Rava says the whole Mishnah is talking about you trying one of the two. Abaya says no. The Reish is saying you're trying both, because if you tried one of the two, it would work. Except if you say you have to be able to consummate it, then it doesn't work.
What was the problem why Rava can't learn it's talking ka'achas?
Because the inference would be if you try one of the two, it would work. If the Mishnah is saying it doesn't work together, the inference is one after the other would work.
And according to Rava,
it would not work because it's Kedusha Shem Mesurim Leviyah. Yes, doctor.
When is a marriage completed? When he takes her into his house or when they have relations?
It's completed. I use the word consummate for Bia. I don't care. It's completed when he takes her into his house. But we're not interested in that. The Torah wants him to be able to live with her.
No. I understand that. But it was, yeah.
I'm using the word consummate. I don't know if that's the correct English word.